day.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Is Martin Luther King Jr. Day?
Dr. Martin Luther King.
Martin.
I have a dream.
Civil rights legend.
Luther.
Great man.
King.
Great man.
Jr.
A great leader.
Celebrating the legendary civil rights leader.
Free at last. Free at last.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Thank God Almighty. We are free at last.
Let us begin.
WQKX. WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
Civil rights leader, but I see him in my heart as one of the greatest peacemakers in our time. Let the show begin.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Happy Monday. Happy Martin Luther King Day. All the schools are closed. The ones that aren't are on delay. There's just a couple of things on the internet. Look it up, WQKX.com. All the local schools have the day off. Banks are closed and all that. Weekend in review? What did you do? We all prepped for the big snowstorm that didn't happen again. I'm getting a little tired of this, if you don't mind me saying. Whereas Sunday or Monday, you're talking about what's going to happen this coming weekend. Oh, it's going to be bad. Oh, you know what I read on Facebook? 85 inches. Come on. And it didn't happen. Sorry, look out your window right now. It was windy as hell last night. But it snowed. It stopped. The wind blew in mild temperatures. It was 40 degrees this morning at 4 a.m. 36 now. Temperatures will go down. Maybe a little more snow will be added. But it was the weirdest storm. Snow, cold, mild, rain, wind, and later today back to cold. Probably about 2 or 3 inches of snow. And because of the mild temperatures, it's the heavy snow now. So it's easy to clear off your car. It's easy to clear off the roads. Still be careful. Some slippery spots might be in the outlying areas. That always happens. But yeah. You bought all that bread, milk, and eggs for nothing. We sat around, we watched football because it was going to snow like crazy. Football didn't work out for us either. Sorry, Eagles fans. Rob, the Sports Center was blowing up Facebook. I was like, take it easy, Roberto. Eagles lose, Steelers lose. I mean, some of you Steeler fans posting up on social media that Here We Go song, you knew though, right? I mean, deep in your heart, you knew you didn't have a chance. I mean, come on. Kansas City is going to become the new Patriots, all right? Nobody likes the New England Patriots because they won everything for, like, what, 20 straight years. So now when you say, hey, New England's in the playoffs, well, Kansas City's getting there. Pretty soon, maybe another season, we'll say, God, when is Kansas City going to go away? But that's the way we are as sports fans. We root for our team, and when our team loses, then we're done with it. So Pennsylvania NFL fans, I guess you're done with it. There's always next year. We'll talk about another great statement by Ben Roethlisberger later on this hour. I'm not a Steeler fan. I'm not a Roethlisberger fan. But in the last few weeks, he has said some pretty cool things about the legacy of Steeler football. So weekend in review, kind of a loss overall. The big snowstorm didn't happen. And our football teams both lost. There it is.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, Jimmy Fallon says bad news for CVS.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Listen to this. Apparently Walgreens and CVS are shutting down some of their pharmacies on weekends due to staffing shortages. That's not good. Now when you go to CVS, there's a self-booster station. It's just a needle sticking out of the blood pressure machine. 94.1
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Welcome to the week of Betty with Morgan in the Morning. We're doing a whole week of tributes to Betty White. She would have been 100 years old today. She just missed her birthday by a few weeks, and one of the networks already airing the show that they had planned for her anyway. NBC announced over the weekend they will have a tribute to Betty White, and that won't air, though, until the 31st of January. This week here, we celebrate Betty. Our video dropped yesterday from the Danville SPCA. Betty White loved animals, spent a lot of time and money at rescue centers and animal shelters. So we are dedicating this week to Betty by spending some extra time at the Danville SPCA. We will have Tail Wagon Wednesday with Jen in the studio this week, but we shot video Friday. It dropped yesterday at the location, and you get to see some of the pups. We talk about kittens and even cows. Check the video on our Facebook page as we kick off the week of Betty with Morgan in the Morning.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We'll call it a new feature if you want. Celebrity slips over the weekend. Tiffany Haddish. Uh-oh. She's in trouble. I love her. Kanye being Kanye. What are you going to do? But this time he puts it in a song.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Well, I'm sure Movie Mike will talk about this more when he comes in with the entertainment report, but we like to call it celebrity slips. That would be boo-boos done by famous people.
Hey, go ahead. Smoke marijuana in your car, drive around, have a good time.
Oh, thanks, Bill O'Reilly. Looks like my good friend Tiffany Haddish is in trouble. She got a DUI Friday, early Friday morning in Georgia, arrested for improper stopping on a roadway and falling asleep at the wheel. Cops say she was under the influence of marijuana. She posted her bond and was only in custody for a few hours. So,
hey, go ahead. Smoke marijuana in your car, drive around, have a good time.
All right, Tiffany. I love you, girl. Let's see if we can get that cleaned up. And then Kanye. Okay, Kanye just being Kanye. Well, Kanye dropped a new track called Easy, where in the track he threatens to beat up Pete Davidson.
I got love for the nannies, but real family is better. The cameras watch the kids, I stop taking the credit. Not custodial dad, I bought the house next door. What you think the point of really being rich for? Save me from that crash, just so I could beat Pete Davidson's.
Hey, now, come on. And yeah, you sang it, so, or rapped it. At any rate, it's now evidence. Way to go, bud. Way to go. Why don't you just spray paint it on his front porch?
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Celebrity slips. Hey, Ben Roethlisberger may have played his last game, playoff game yesterday in the NFL. He left with more inspiring words.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We'll talk more about the week of Betty coming up next hour. It's only here with Morgan in the Morning, the week of Betty, starting with our video that dropped on Facebook. Check that out in the meantime, all right? Also, Martin Luther King Day. More talk there. And Ben Roethlisberger. Will he retire? Well, it appears as though he will. He had a great statement last night after the Steelers lost to the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's tough, but I'm proud to play with these guys. God has blessed me with an ability to throw a football. Blessed me to play in the greatest city in Pittsburgh with the greatest fans and the greatest football team and players. And it has just been truly a blessing, and I'm so thankful. It wasn't always pretty, but there were a lot of games that we found a way. It's just been an honor to play with them. I hope that I'm able to pass the legacy of what it is to be a Steeler from Dan Rooney.
Now that's classy. You don't even have to be a Steelers fan to absolutely love that statement.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
I have a dream.
Happy Martin Luther King Day, everybody.
I have a dream today.
Have a wonderful Martin Luther King Day.
Dr. Martin Luther King.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Free at last! Free at last! Thanks God Almighty! Free at last!
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1, WQKX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
When you talk about a hostage situation, it usually isn't good news, but a potential tragedy was averted over the weekend after a 44-year-old gunman entered a Jewish synagogue near Dallas, Texas on Saturday, took four hostages. After the standoff, the hostages were freed, all safely.
We began to get information that a gunman had entered the synagogue and taken individuals hostage. The HRT, the hostage rescue team, breached the synagogue. They rescued the three hostages, and the subject is deceased. This is a success due to the partnerships that we have with our local, state, and federal law enforcement partners.
When you work together, that's good news. How about the story over the weekend about a flight attendant from Salt Lake City who got delayed in Kentucky? While she was delayed, she bought a lottery ticket, and she won $50,000 instantly. Don't we all wish we had that kind of delay? And are you playing Wordle yet? It's the hottest new thing, but guess what? It's not an app. It's a game from England called Power Language, but they renamed it Wordle. The problem is, there already is a Wordle, and in 1 week, 200,000 people have downloaded the wrong app for a good educational game. Is that even good news? Maybe.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Saturday Night Live brings us the late night sound bites, and they're very funny. Birthday buddies and more.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Domino's is reducing the number of chicken wings included in their meals, and I really wish I'd known that before I had my delivery guy fired for stealing.
Google is claiming that Apple's practice of using blue bubbles in their iMessage app to highlight other Apple users leads to peer pressure and bullying of Android users. While Apple says Android users could easily solve the problem by not being so dumb and poor.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yeah.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go! Celebrity birthdays. Celebrity Lynn Hall not in today. Snowed in and Shamokin. All right, here we go. Calvin Harris, one of my favorite DJs, not just because he's from Scotland. He cranks out some hits with pretty big names. He's 38 years old today. He started with Rihanna, and he just keeps going, including Taylor Swift's song, I Did Something Bad, supposedly written about T. Swift's brief relationship with the DJ. Ah. Basketball's great D-Wade, Dwayne Wade, is 40 years old today. Kid Rock is 51. Shubba Ranks, 56. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is 58. I liked her. She looked like she wouldn't take crap off anybody. I like First Ladies that look like they could smack you down. Like Barbara Bush, remember? Anyway, celebrity birthdays continue. Where was I? Oh, yes. Jim Carrey celebrating a birthday today.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Alrighty then.
Okay. Happy birthday, Jim Carrey, 60. And during our week of Betty this week, it's nice to know that we could highlight the career of Betty White. Betty would have been 100 years old today. That is indeed a golden girl.
I made dessert. Damn. What'd you say, Blanche? Yum, I said yum.
Rose, is this another one of those Scandinavian Viking concoctions?
Yes. It's called Gnurkenflirten cake. Recipe, but I Americanized it.
Yeah, so one might say you brought Geflerkenerken into the 80s.
Yes, but I'm not one to blow my own Vertuvenflugen.
Betty White, absolutely love her. Rest in peace. She would have been 100 years old today. More about the week of Betty with Morgan in the Morning coming up, but now it's time to take a look at the local celebrities, or as we call them, birthday buddies. Born today, January 17, Amy Nunn from Lewisburg is 45. Cheryl Reichard from Danville is 63 years old today. Happy birthday to Chris Lahr from Sunbury, 51. Connie Grahowski is 43 today. Danielle Minier is 47. Happy birthday to George Lauer. He's 74 today. Jamie Hess from Sunbury, 47. Jill Paul of Middleburg is 47 as well today. Happy birthday, Lonnie Leach, Mifflinburg, 62. Laurie Heath is the nifty 50 today. Happy birthday to Lynn Laverty. She's from Sealands Grove, 60 years old today. Melissa Haggerty from PacSign is 47. Michelle Heim is 49 today. Michaela Heilman is 21. Class is up, Michaela. Pat Jordan from Mifflinburg is 63. And finally, Tris West, 51 years old today. Hey, if you've got a birthday, send it to us. You can use the Ford Fun Line and call it in. I'd love to talk to you, especially if it's your birthday, right? Or you could use snail mail, email, use the text club, or Facebook message us. Every single day, with or without Lynn Hall, at this time, it's Birthday Buddies.
WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
News is coming up next. Sports and AccuWeather still to come. More talk on the week of Betty and more Betty White highlights. If you're the kind of person who thought you could eat a Tide Pod, well, the latest is NyQuil Sleepy Chicken. No, don't do it. And there it is on the way next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The Tide Pod thing, remember that? I mean, where is this stuff coming from? It's stupid, but we don't want to say stupid on this radio show. We think there's a lesson to be learned. Yeah.
Some call it stupid news.
No.
We say, and there it is.
Whether you think you should inject bleach to get rid of COVID or eat some kind of animal medicine, or maybe you're eating your Tide Pods, this is all bad. Now doctors are warning people not to make the sleepy chicken recipe that's going wild on TikTok.
I was sick last night, so I'm cooking up some NyQuil chicken. Usually I use about, you know, 4/3 of the bottle. Season that NyQuil in there just at the right temperature. Oh, sometimes this steam really makes you sleepy.
No.
Whew.
No.
What you're looking for is that blue color right there.
No.
And boom, NyQuil chicken.
First of all, you should have been thrown off when he said he's only using 4/3 of the bottle. But people are cooking chicken with NyQuil when they don't feel good. This is not a good idea, and it's all over TikTok. People, first of all, it's TikTok. Second of all, you're eating NyQuil chicken. Come on.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is on 94KX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
I don't know how you follow that. I just got word from Movie Mike that he can't get out of his driveway. That's a bad thing. Temperatures are dropping. The snow and the slush is freezing. Please be careful. We won't have an entertainment report, but we always have Betty White. It's the week of Betty with Morgan in the Morning. More coming up next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Happy Monday. Be careful. It's slippy out there. I like when people say that. But when I say it, it sounds dumb. Because I'm a radio announcer. Hey, it's slippy out there. But anyway, a lot of icy spots. Temperatures are dropping. We hit the studio this morning at 5 a.m. It was 40 degrees. Everything was thawing. Everything was dripping. Now it's 34 degrees. Temperatures going down. Things starting to refreeze. Maybe some more snow on the way where you are. Full forecast details coming up with news, sports, and AccuWeather. All this week, Morgan in the Morning, celebrating the week of Betty as we celebrate Betty White's anniversary, we'll call it. She would have been 100 years old today, Betty White.
Who's that at the door?
It's me, Blanche.
He's really brought new meaning to the word solicitous.
What was the old meaning again?
You to meet Doug for a very important reason.
Well, why?
Blanche, we're getting married.
That's impossible. Clayton brothers can't marry sisters.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Today, our video dropped from the Danville SPCA. Check it out on our Facebook page. We are also dedicating this week to pets, adoption, and support of our local SPCA. Betty White devoted a lot of her time and money to animal rescues. Tomorrow, Try It Tuesday, we'll eat Betty's favorite food, hot dogs. Wicked Dog Grill, a sponsor of Tail Wagon Wednesday and the best hot dogs around, will be in tomorrow morning for Try It Tuesday. Jen will be in Wednesday for Tail Wagon Wednesday with a new friend that you can adopt. Thursday, we'll do Thirsty Thursday, a chance for you to drink Betty White's favorite drink. And Friday, we'll flash back with Betty White. The week of Betty all week long, Morgan in the Morning. Coming up, viral comedy. What if you took an old dance standard that's still popular at wedding receptions and you dropped it into minor keys? It would get a little creepy. The creepy viral comedies on the way next.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Slipping and sliding on the way to work. Be careful. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Glaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth the drive.
HD. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Yeah, listen to it now. Look it up later. Somebody dropped the Village People's YMCA into all minor keys. Why would you ever do this? It sounds like it's wowing down, doesn't it? Listen to the vocal. As well as the music behind the vocals. Now, this was done in 2013, but it's making rounds again, and it has gone viral. The Village People's YMCA, done in all minor keys. It's just plain weird. And speaking of weird, how about this lady? This viral video, she's been fascinated with capturing flatulence in a jar. Well, the worst part is she succeeded.
I always wanted to capture a fart in a jar so I can smell the next day and remember how hilariously bad it was. So here we go. And by the way, I have the worst sick farts right now.
Oh! It worked perfectly! Oh my God!
Just stop!
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
My goodness! What is wrong with you? 94.1
WQKX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Hopefully something better than that viral comedy. Sure. Late night TV Jimmy Fallon gives his thoughts on the fifth chapter of Scream.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Well, everyone's really excited about this, the fifth Scream movie hit theaters. Yeah, the franchise features the most terrifying villain, someone who always calls instead of just texting.
94.1 WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
A couple things on the list. Today is Blue Monday, the third Monday in January. It is figured to be the most depressing day of the year. Some say it's because you're busting your New Year's resolution. Sometimes they say it's cabin fever. We have the cure for that coming up. Others just say it's damn depressing. Today is also Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day, and I got some help for you. If you are trying to lose weight, and that was your New Year's resolution, but it's already busted, a new study in Japan says chew more. They did a study where people drank a liquid diet. Other people kept the liquid in their mouth for 30 seconds before swallowing, and a third group chewed the liquid and then swallowed. That group actually lost more weight than the other two groups. The first group not losing any at all. So, liquid diet, anyone? And yes, chew your liquid for 30 seconds, and let's lose weight in 2022.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, we're just a couple weeks away from our cabin fever party at Spyglass. We'll talk about it.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Cabin fever's got you. A day like today will definitely give you cabin fever. You people that have the day off because of Martin Luther King Day, you're not going to go outside and go jogging, that's for sure. You might not even run any of your errands. You people that were supposed to go to work, maybe you called in late. Maybe you're not coming in at all. Some of our meetings here with SBC Media. Zoom meeting. Snow, ice, cold. There you go. But then you find yourself sitting around the house. Yeah, I got to get out of here. I'm getting a little itchy. Well, mark down Saturday, January 29th, 2 weeks away, the Cabin Fever Party at Spyglass with 94KX and Gilson Snowboards and Skis. We're going to have fun. Now, they've done this Cabin Fever Party before, but it usually was at night with live music and, of course, beer and wine. I mean, a Spyglass with three beards, right? This year, they've blown it into a big party, and they've invited us, including cardboard box sleigh riding down the hill at Spyglass. This is going to be cool. If there's no snow on the ground, no biggie. They're renting a snow machine. This is going to be fun. Party starts at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe even earlier. Get yourself a cardboard sled. You know, you could just slide down on a piece of cardboard like they do at the Little League World Series, or you can make yourself a big old sled, kind of like you made that big boat for Riverfest, right? Cardboard sled riding. I'll be calling the play-by-play, or is that the sled by sled? We'll be there Facebook Live for some of the events. There's live music, there's beer, there's wine, there's food. This is a Cabin Fever party you won't want to miss. Spyglass, Gilson, Snowboards and Skis, Three Beards Brewing, and 94KX, Saturday, January 29th.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We're celebrating the week of Betty. Betty White continues all week long here on the morning show, including a Try It Tuesday as we eat Betty's favorite food, hot dogs, tomorrow. We've been including Betty on the show all day. Today would have been her 100th birthday. Check out the video we dropped on our Facebook page. We're going to heavily involve animals because Betty loved rescue shelters, the Danville SPCA, quite a bit this week. But on the way, our parting shot from one of the greatest peacemakers of all time, the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Chad Evans on the way next, Alicia Taylor this afternoon, and Sam Tyler tonight. Celebrate Martin Luther King Day today. I know the kids don't have school, maybe you don't have work, but celebrate it with your family. Sit down and Google Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream speech, August 28th. 1963. Now, we've all heard highlights of this speech, but it always just seems to be where he, for the first time, says, I have a dream. The speech runs about 17 minutes long, and the part that we hear most often is just a small 20 or 30 second snippet. Now, we don't have time to play the whole 17 and a half minute speech, but I love this speech so much, today's parting shot is my favorite part of the I Have a Dream speech.
I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, My Country, Tears of Thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.